Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here on the last day of the Asta River Cruise Expo, and it's been an amazing show. And just by chance, on the dance floor last night, I met this gentleman, Steve Spivak. We weren't dancing, but we were having a good time. And they had a parties actually on every single ship. So, you know, if you want to do this next year, remember that. And we're here on the Tauk Joy. Steve is Vice President of Sales and Reservations for Tauk. And we've had a great time here, and really a lot of great travel advice. Have gotten a good chance to see all these wonderful ships, including yours. And we're going to talk to Steve about Tauk and its river ships on Insider Travel Report. Steve, again, great to see you. I'm so glad you're here with a beautiful ship. Tauk has always had beautiful ships. But talk about, first of all, how many ships does Tauk have on the rivers today?
Well, good morning, James. It's always great to see you wherever in the world you are. And Tauk right now has 9 ships on the rivers. Okay. But we are entering a very positive phase for our future growth. And last week, we had our river kickoff meeting in Vienna with our partners, and started to put pen to paper on some designs for new ships.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. We have seen such incredible demand for the Tauk River Cruising product, and frankly, we don't have the capacity to meet that demand.
Well, you're going to get it, I guess, in the next few years.
We are going to get it, and I think that's great news for our travel advisor partners, and I know it's great news for their clients and our guests, so more Tauk River Cruising on the horizon.
Now, right now, what are the itineraries you go on most? I mean, you have the standard, I'm sure, Danube and Rhine, but where else do you go?
Yeah, so we have the Danube, the Rhine, the Rhone, the Seine, the Douro, and, you know, our 9 ships are sailing pretty much end of March through December with the Christmas markets. But, you know, one of the things that we have really tried to do is, in addition to those standard Blue Danube type itineraries and the Douro, we try to mix it up a little bit. You know, we try to create itineraries that allow people to discover the heart of Europe in a unique way. So, for example, our Rhine Enchantment itinerary starts in Milan, Italy.
Of course it would.
Of course it would. Explores the lakes region of Italy. And then our guests travel in first class on the Glacier Express through the Swiss Alps, where they board their beautiful river ship in Basel, Switzerland, and sail to Amsterdam.
And I love rail travel, too. So you combine 2 great forms of transportation, right?
2 great forms of transportation. And, you know, we take advantage of just really how small and intimate Europe is. And so you can go from Milan through the Alps, and it's a matter of hours, so people can experience unique style of travel and multiple destinations in one trip, and our guests love that, especially for those river cruisers who have already experienced the Danube or the Rhine. They want to see something different, and we give them that.
And of course, the thing about a Tauk River cruise ship is you have such experience in tours that when you do an excursion off the ship, you're giving them that a little extra Tauk extra stuff. What do they call it?
A lanyap.
I got to remember.
Well done.
I was going to recall that term, lanyap, which means what? Surprise,
yes.
Extra, whatever.
Yeah, and when our guests come to travel with Tauk, they want to travel beyond ordinary, right? They expect those incredibly immersive, exclusive experiences, you know, whether it's our private after-hours visit to the Louvre or the incredible experience we do here just outside of Amsterdam at The Hague when we go to the Mauritius House, which is famous for the girl with the pearl earring. And we go there after hours, and we have a beautiful reception. Our guests can explore the museum and the incredible collection, and then they see that girl with the pearl earring, and it's just our guests there. They're not rushed, they're not hurried, and that type of exclusive, intimate experience is what Tauk is famous for. And really, we know that our guests love the comfort and elegance of our ship, but what they're really interested in is that exploration that happens off the ship. I mean, that's really what river cruising's about.
Sure.
It's about the destination experience, and we give that to them in typical Tauk fashion.
But you're also pretty comfortable while you're on board, right?
Well, I think that's what the advisors here at Asta have experienced this week, is that the intimate nature of our lounge and the fact that we carry fewer passengers on our ships than any of the other river cruise lines.
About 100?
On this ship, it's a maximum of 130.
Oh, wow, you do carry. Yeah. I'm the only one I know, there's only one other that I know might be a little less, but that is a lower number.
And on this size ship, that's the fewest passengers. Now, because in our Category 1 cabins, we waive the single supplement on every one, we frequently are traveling with far fewer people than that 130 passenger max, because you only have one person in those cabins. And that allows people to be much more comfortable in the lounge. It allows us to do open seating in the dining room. Mm-hmm. It allows us to provide much higher level of service. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what everyone found this week was this was the spot to be hanging out and enjoying our free-flowing Veuve Clicquot. And
it certainly was the spot last night. They had everyone had a great party, but you had a pretty good one here. I got to tell you, the people were into it, and you were, the Veuve was flowing.
The Veuve was flowing. And being a truly all-inclusive river cruise line, that means that whatever our guests want, whenever they want it, they can have, and there's no bill at the end. It is.
I love that part of river cruising. In most cases, that's really good with a lot of river cruising. And of course, we actually almost had this interview in a wonderful place, because it refers to a wonderful man, Arthur's. Arthur Tauck, of course, who is a good friend and really the patriarch and the chairman emeritus now, I think, of Tauck. And he's still around, and I think he's still watching all what the guest numbers are, right?
He's still reading the comment cards. He is still reading the comment cards, and he still reaches out. I can't tell you how often I get an email from Arthur saying, you know, hey, Steve, you know, I noticed this opportunity, or I read this feedback. You know, why don't we try this? Why don't we explore doing things this way?
His mind is still good. In fact, I got to go up and see him one of these, or down to Florida. I think he's down there. But amazing guy, and you pay homage to him with Arthur's here, which is the lounge in the stern of the ship.
Yeah, and we pay homage to him with the Arthur's Bistro, which is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It gives people that more casual...
I said lounge. It is a bistro. It is. You can actually go in and eat there.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It gives people that option when they want something a little quicker, a little bit more casual. At the end of a long day of touring, it's nice to just grab a steak or a burger and... you know, having the freedom to choose who you dine with, where you dine, when you dine, our guests love that. And, you know, paying homage to Arthur, I think everything we do is based on the very simple thing that Arthur says: if you're making people's dreams, you have to do things right. And if you do things right, you'll be successful. And, you know, every one of our crew members, every one of our team, they're all committed to that. And that makes what we do very easy at Tauck. Do what's right, take care of people, and they'll come back year after year.
Absolutely. So you're mostly focused on Europe still, or do you have exotics more than that yet?
On river cruising? Yeah. Well, river cruising for Tauck as a brand is exclusively on the rivers of Europe.
Okay.
But river cruising as a component of our journeys happens in Egypt, for example.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
So as part of our Egypt journeys, we include a three-night cruise on the Nile. There, it's not the Tauck ships. There, we partner with Oberoi.
Not a bad partner.
They get it right also. And, you know, one of the things that's so important to Tauck, and look, as we approach our 100th anniversary, we are only as good as our partners and their commitment, sharing with our commitment to taking care of people and providing exceptional service. You know, we make a promise to people. We're only able to keep that promise when our partners step up and support our purpose. And everywhere we go, I think we've been very fortunate to have those partners fulfill our promise.
And one of your big partners I know is Panon, and you do that for all your because it's river and small ship cruising division, and you do some amazing cruises with Panon. I mean, expedition cruises all around the world.
Absolutely, and the partnership with Panon allows us to access those smaller ports and harbors that big ships can't get into. And what that enables us to do is to deliver the land experience that we're so famous for all around the world, in true Tauck style, with smaller groups of people than you could do it from the big ships. And, you know, we also partner with some other great cruise lines like Silver Sea and Windstar.
Oh, I forgot about those, yeah.
Whatever is the best vessel to explore the destination from, that's what we do.
And here, it's your vessels, and you're exploring all of Europe, all the Europe rivers. Anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors out there, many of whom are looking at this, wow, why didn't I sign up for this conference?
Right. Well, I have to, you know, since we're here at the last day of the ASTA Expo, I just want to, you know, take my hat off to the team at ASTA, who created an incredible experience for the advisors, who made us suppliers look great. Many of the team members at ASTA who put this experience together are not professional event planners. That was their side hustle for the last 6 months. And this event was such an incredibly executed event. And it was a great investment for Talc. It was a great investment for the advisors who took the time to be here, and we're proud to be a part of it. So well, thank you to ASTA.
Credit to Zane and his team, and even credit to the guy who thought of this up, who the late Bob Duglin, who was the one who really came up with it, was all set to be at the first one 2-3 years ago, and unfortunately Bob passed away. But he would be, he's looking down now and saying, wow, what an event this is.
He would be very proud of how well his vision was executed here, and I think, look, the sun's coming out.
The sun is coming out finally in Amsterdam. No, it's been alternately cloudy and cold. It's beautiful here. And, of course, next year is Vienna, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to Vienna. For Talc, it's a destination where we have such a rich history. We have some very unique experiences that we offer there that really highlight the Talc difference in river cruising. And so we're excited to get to Vienna and share that experience with our guests next year. I know registration already opened.
It's almost closed. You may be too late. You better hurry up, or maybe somebody drops out, or maybe Steve will let you room with him. We'll see.
You know what? I had to stay in a hotel this week. So I don't know. I can help find you a hotel room, but the river ships are packed, and we're thankful for that.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, great to see you here on the last day. You're my last interview for the River Cruise Expo.
Thank you. That's amazing.
And here we are. We're closing it out in beautiful Amsterdam on Talc Joy, and it's been a wonderful conference again. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, James. It's always great to see you all around the world, and thank you for what you do, keeping everybody informed and educated on what's going on in the world of travel. Thanks so much.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.